We'd like to thank our friends at PwC for their support, partnership, and collaboration in making Retail Gets Real. Learn more about how PwC helps retailers at pwc.com.
From what we saw, retailers who really focused on a combined digital and physical strategy are the ones who seem to really do well over the weekend, both from, you know, what we've heard from folks we've talked to, as well as the headlines that we've seen as well. Again, it speaks to this multi-channel shopper who's sort of the new reality of how people are shopping today. And it speaks to sort of where the leaders in the industry are really focusing their resources and their money.
I'm Bill Thorne with the National Retail Federation, and this is Retail Gets Real, where we talk with retail's most fascinating leaders about the industry that impacts everyone, everywhere, every day. Thanksgiving means family and pumpkin pie, but for many of us, it also signals the official start of the holiday season, when it's finally okay to listen to jingle bells, put up some lights, and of course, shop for gifts for your loved ones. In just a moment, we're going to be chatting with our own Catherine Cullen, the Director of Industry and Consumer Insights at NRF, about what happened this Thanksgiving weekend, how retailers performed, and how consumers shopped. Joining me today is my co-host, my friend, and my colleague, Jen Overstreet. Hello, Jen.
Hi, Bill.
Happy holidays.
You too.
Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Yes, lots of pie.
Lots of pie. Mm-hmm. What kind of pie?
Pumpkin, the best.
Pumpkin. Well, I'm a little on the apple side.
It's fair.
Also joining us, Catherine Cullen. Hello, Catherine.
Hi, Bill. I am not a pie person.
You're not a pie person at all?
No, no.
What do you have for dessert at Thanksgiving?
Rum cake.
Oh, well.
Okay. All right. We know how you roll. It's all cooked out. It's very good. It's a Cullen tradition.
Oh, that's pretty
awesome.
Fantastic.
That's a great tradition.
Catherine, recently the National Retail Federation released the survey results. It's a consumer sentiment survey about what people did shopping-wise, specifically, from Thanksgiving through Cyber Monday. And every year, it has a little nugget or a lot of nuggets and usually a surprise. What are some of the things that came out of the consumer survey this year that kind of stick out to you as something that we didn't anticipate or has changed pretty dramatically since the past?
Well, I think, first of all, it was a really solid weekend. We saw more than two-thirds of Americans turn out to shop between Thanksgiving Day and Cyber Monday. You know, really getting into the event, going out with friends and family, using it as a time to pick up gifts or other things for themselves. But the real surprise this year was in terms of how people shopped. So we know the week has been evolving. We know that people have been, you know, really shopping seamlessly across all 5 days, across stores, online, and mobile. And that really came through in the data. So this year, 89 million people shopped both online and in stores and on their phone this year. That's the multi-channel shopper. And that's up by 40% compared to last year. It was pretty significant. That translates to about 25 million more people.
Do you think that's just because it's, you know, the cell phones are just more ubiquitous these days? More people have really adopted that technology to do any number of things, whether it's driving and GPS or shopping.
I think that's definitely part of it. But I think we're also, you know, really seeing this is the age of the empowered consumer. You know, they want to be able to shop when they want, where they want, and buy what they want at any time that's convenient to them. And that really is translating into the holiday season. So sometimes they want to sit at home in their pajamas and surf from their phone or their computer. And sometimes they want to head to the store. And that really came through this weekend.
That just makes so much sense to me, because there you're sitting around with your family, and this happened with my family too. Like, we're sitting around, some of us are watching TV, some of us are chatting, some of us are talking, some of us are shopping on our phones. So my sister-in-law is expecting a baby. She's like tracking the prices on, you know, like a stroller, some baby equipment. Like, she's just waiting for it to come down. So she's like on her phone during Thanksgiving shopping, and we were all doing it at some point or another.
Exactly. I think that is how a lot of people approach the weekend. But as we mentioned, you know, they're also going to the stores because they also want that experience, whether it's social, whether it's to see products in person. And these shoppers who are shopping both in stores and online or on their phones, they are the most valuable. So they spend up to $93 more on average than someone who just shops in a single channel.
How about people, you know, we saw it leading up to Black Friday, weeks before Black Friday, but the promotions were pretty extensive. The sales were pretty doggone good. Did that drive a lot of the consumer behavior?
Well, I think it definitely plays into sort of the role this weekend is playing in the consumer psyche. So in the past, it really kicked off shopping for people. Now what we're seeing is truly, it's a 2-month-long holiday shopping season. People start November 1, as soon as they put away their Halloween costumes, and they're shopping all the way up until the end of December. So this week is really critical as an emotional kickoff. It's a time we see a lot of people come out and shop, you know, both to stock up on holiday items, but also to pick up some stuff for themselves. So it's still critical for the consumer. But as you mentioned, they are tracking deals and promotions all season long. Sometimes on Monday, you know, we're now talking about Cyber Week, which I think is just showing that the deals are just stretching out longer and longer every year.
I'm a procrastinator, I'll admit it. If I'm not shopping Christmas Eve, something's wrong. An alien will have overtaken my body because I'm always waiting to the last minute. So the shoppers that are out there, they're in line on Black Friday morning or they're online on Thanksgiving afternoon. Are they finishing their shopping? I mean, are they done? Or you indicated that it's a longer period, but I would think these people are motivated to get it over with.
Well, first of all, you are not alone in being a procrastinator, Bill. We see that men every year tend to be the biggest shoppers over Super Saturday, and they really put off buying their last gift. So you are in good company.
Yay. Not surprising at all.
For men in general, for me.
For men.
But we actually see that while people do, you know, purchase gifts over Thanksgiving weekend, they are putting off their holiday gift buying. You know, we're seeing a lot of people use the time to buy extra items for their families, new TVs for their homes, maybe some self-gifting going on. I know I definitely did that. But at the end of Thanksgiving weekend, people said they still had more than half of their holiday shopping left to do. And almost everyone, or more than 90%, said that, you know, they thought they were going to see great deals as good as they saw over Thanksgiving weekend or even better through the rest of the season. So they're anticipating still being able to find value on gifts and items. And so they don't feel as much pressure right now to pick those items up right away.
How important are the deals? Like, are people waiting for the sale? Are they, you know, you said they're like expecting another sale. Are retailers like picking up on this and like things are kind of like always on sale, or what's the deal with sales?
Well, we know they're really important to consumers. We know that consumers believe today that they can find, you know, a sale almost anytime they want, and that a sale, they like that thrill of saving money, even if they don't necessarily need to. So even if they're in a high income bracket, they like the feeling that they've scored a great deal. And I think we're seeing retailers really play into that. I've seen a lot this year. I think we saw it during back to school season, a focus on lightning deals or flash sales on specific items. You need to hustle, get it there in the store or online before it sells out. And so more of those targeted promotions rather than just sort of a blanket X percent off, you know, all week long, which gets a little boring for people.
Right. Well, it's also sale adds more for me, someone like me, a sale adds a little bit more stress to the holidays because I'm like, oh, I have to get it. I have to get it on sale. I have to get it now. Instead of just like, okay, I know I need to get these things and I'll just make my list and go get my stuff. It just makes it easier for me.
See, I like the fun. I like the thrill of it. So.
So, and when you look at the numbers, who's spending what? How are men comparing to women? I don't mean to make this a man thing, but I mean, I'm just kind of intrigued to see.
Do you want to know how much you need to spend on your gifts this year?
Pretty much.
Well, we do see that men tend to spend more than women during the holidays and during Thanksgiving as well. It's driven by a couple of things. One, we believe that men, you know, aren't necessarily tracking those deals as closely. So they may not be focusing on finding those specific sales
I shop
as
with a man.
Much.
Yeah.
They might be focused more on getting it when they want it, when they see it.
Okay. I agree with that.
And then the other reason we see them spending a little bit more, particularly during times like Thanksgiving, is they tend to buy more of electronics or those, you know, higher dollar value items that, whether it's for themselves or as a gift. So they do tend to spend a little bit more as a gender.
You know, one of the things that I saw in the survey that was very intriguing to me was the social media side of this. Who's using it? What are they using it for?
Yes. So we saw some big spikes in social media usage, particularly over Thanksgiving weekend. Overall, we saw about 9% of people used Instagram to track holiday deals and promotions. Now, that might not sound like a lot, but if you think about the whole population, 9% are using it, and it's up 73% from last year. Ooh. Now, if we look at younger consumers, particularly in the Gen Z and millennial generations who are more likely to be those Instagram users, it skyrockets. So more than 20% of those Gen Zers and a similar amount of millennials are turning to Instagram, and their usage, you know, doubled in some cases compared to last year. Contrast, Facebook went down a little. So maybe people are shifting from Facebook, particularly in those generations, to Instagram and also Pinterest.
That is a really interesting insight for retailers to consider.
It is interesting. I mean, as an aside, I spent my Thanksgiving with some friends, and one of the kids, 16-year-old, I asked him what he uses most, and it's Snapchat, I think, is the go-to as opposed to Facebook and or Instagram.
You know, we've seen some mixed usage for that. We didn't see it pop as much over this holiday. We've instead seen that growth in Instagram. But for some other events, we've seen Snapchat. I think there's some new platforms popping up as well. So definitely something for retailers to keep in mind, their eyes on, seeing, you know, what different generations are using. I think what surprised us was men were more likely to use Pinterest than women over Thanksgiving weekend, which was shocking to me because that went against sort of my intuition and how I use Pinterest. So,
how do you use Pinterest?
I use it to make gift lists that my husband can spy on and see what I actually want.
You can do that?
Yes.
Guess I need to download Pinterest. Make that kind of something that I would recommend to my family so I get them what they want as opposed to what I think they want. So, you know, we always talk about on the online, you read the headlines, you'd think that there was only one online player, Amazon. But how did the other retailers fare?
From what we saw, retailers who really focused on a combined digital and physical strategy are the ones who seem to really do well over the weekend, both from, you know, what we've heard from folks we've talked to, as well as the headlines that we've seen as well. Again, it speaks to this multi-channel shopper who's sort of the new reality of how people are shopping today. And it speaks to sort of where the leaders in the industry are really focusing their resources and their money. So, you know, I think the truth of it is you can't just focus on one channel anymore. People want to be in both. And, you know, from what we've seen, when people are shopping online, they're shopping everywhere. They're looking for those deals and promotions, and they have the resources to find out where those best sales are. And they're not necessarily trusting that a single retailer is offering them the best value.
It is something that we've been talking about for a long time, where everybody believes that online is taking away from in-store. And what we know is that a retail sale is a retail sale. And if you buy it from the retailer's online site, or if you go into their store, a sale is a sale is a sale. And they've made a lot of investments. I mean, they've put a lot of money into creating these technologies to create a seamless experience. And it seems to have paid off. I mean, everything that I've been reading, some of these major retailers that have made this investment, it really paid off this year.
Exactly. And I think research has shown, not our research, but others I've seen out there, that if a brick-and-mortar retailer launches an online site, their sales go up. If an e-commerce site opens a store, their sales go up. So again, it is, you know, a win-win for people to shop in both channels. And we're also seeing a lot of focus on things like buy online, pick up in store, or retail entertainment, so events in the store, and really using, you know, both channels in a really inventive way to engage consumers, because it's not just about price, it's not just about convenience, it's about, you know, that feeling and that joy you get shopping somewhere and finding something you really want to give to someone.
And especially during the holiday season, there's, you know, visiting Santa, and there's just so many activities for families. I know my family did that. You know, we took our kids to see Santa, even though they screamed. I'm not a fan of Santa, not quite yet. She's a little too little, but that was just something fun that we did together. We really looked forward to it. We went to this small business district, and So that was just a lot of fun for us to do together. I think a lot of families still do that.
Yes. I mean, we saw Small Business Saturday was the second highest day for in-store shopping over the weekend. And I think, you know, if we look to how small businesses have approached Thanksgiving weekend, they've been focusing on this idea of retailtainment for a long time. It's just taken a while for everyone else to catch up.
So the National Retail Federation has forecast, what, 4.3 to 4.8 in terms of growth over the holiday season from last year. We saw a lot of good numbers, I believe, come out of this consumer survey. We're still pretty confident in that 4.3 to 4.8.
Yes, we're very bullish on that. We think that we're probably going to reach the high end of that number. And I think one of the good signals is, you know, we had a strong November, strong Thanksgiving week, but people still have a lot of shopping left to do. As I mentioned, people still have more than half of their gifts left to buy. So they're going to be out in December, and that's going to just keep driving those strong sales. And I think it'll end up finishing out the season on a really solid note.
You know, one of the other things that I think that we've really seen this year, as opposed to years past, a lot fewer articles being written or news reports being broadcast about empty shelves or out of stock. It seems to me that the retailers have really focused on inventory management and that they really came through this year.
We've definitely seen that in a survey we do of retailers every year. We know that in addition to fulfillment, you know, things like inventory are top priority for them. And we also saw earlier, you know, at the end of the summer, you know, imports were at highs. People were really focused on stocking their shelves and making sure they had the right products in place for people as the holiday season approached. So I think, again, all those investments are paying off. I think we're seeing happy consumers. People seem very satisfied with the deals and promotions they gotten. And most people said that they, you know, didn't back out of a sale because of a problem with inventory or with checkout or with anything like that.
Yeah, that's the other part of it. I mean, retailers put a lot of time and resources behind the in-store experience. So and a lot of that experience is the interaction that you have with associates when you're in the store. And again, a lot of the articles that I read were consumers that were saying, that was a great experience. You know, there were people there that could help me. They were holding up signs. How can I help? This lane's open over here. And it just, it really appears that all of this, based off of the consumer survey that we've done at the National Retail Federation, it has paid off in a big way.
Exactly. And we asked people if they backed out of a purchase during Thanksgiving weekend for any reason. And this year we saw a really low percentage. And again, the reason was mostly because they didn't get a free shipping offer. It was not issues with the store or with checkout or with inventory, which I thought was a good sign for the overall shopping experience.
Well, we're almost out of time. But before we go, Catherine, as you know, we have one more segment. It's called Rapid Fire.
One of our favorite segments on Retail Gets Real is Rapid Fire, thanks to our sponsor, PwC.
Okay, so for this segment, we're going to do it a little bit differently. We're just going to ask each other some questions. How about that?
All right.
We're all friends.
Yes.
And colleagues.
Yes.
And guests and co-hosts.
All right.
All right, so I'm going to start with Catherine. Catherine, do you put bows on all of your gifts that you give?
I do not. I go for the gift bag because it, my wrapping skills are terrible.
Yeah, me too. Me too, for sure.
It looks like a 3-year-old.
Bill, what is your favorite Christmas dinner?
Well, that's such a good question. And it's not easy to answer because we have so many. My brother usually prepares a prime rib, and that's his gift to the family. And it is really, really good. But I'll do anything. It's the desserts. Get through the prime rib so you can get to the desserts.
Jen, do you think it's okay to play holiday music before Thanksgiving or do you wait till after?
I never did, but my daughter's 2 this year and it's so much fun. So we were playing Christmas music earlier than Thanksgiving.
Jen, favorite Christmas movie?
I love A Christmas Story. I just love it.
I'm going to ask you the same
one. I've seen it a million times.
Love Actually and Elf. It's tied. They're very different. How about you, Bill?
It's a Wonderful Life. I probably see it 10 times during the Christmas season. Then I don't watch it at all until the next Christmas season. Well, Catherine, where can people go to learn more about this survey work that you've done?
Well, they can go to nrf.com and go to our holiday headquarters to find all this information and more, because we keep this updated throughout the season. We'll have more data coming out in December and even into January if you want to see sort of the what really worked during holiday and what we think is going to happen in 2019.
Great. Well, thank you for joining us, Catherine. And I want you to stay here because we're going to do something that we haven't done before. A few mini episodes. We're going to dig a little bit deeper on some of these subjects that we've just talked about today. But we're going to post more information about the topics we discussed on our website, retailgetsreal.com, where you can also find links to other episodes. Thanks for listening. And if you'd like to tell other people about Retail Gets Real, please do. Happy holidays.
You've been listening to Retail Gets Real, brought to you by NRF. For more information about the National Retail Federation, visit us online at nrf.com.